This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North convenience stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Trillville, yes, sir. And you already know you tune in to 92.9 The Game with who?
Andy and Randy.
Yes, sir.
Welcome back, man.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy with you here on a Trillville Thursday. As you know, it's also opening day for the Atlanta Braves. You probably know that, too. We're about 3 hours away from the first pitch of the 2025 season. The lineup is out. We'll get back into that in just a couple of minutes as the Braves take on the Padres in San Diego. If you can't open at home, which obviously you'd like to open at home, not a bad place to open.
Petco Park, San Diego.
It'll be a beautiful afternoon out there.
Beautiful.
As it always is, every single day, 365 days.
Gorgeous right now.
It's probably what? Probably like 73.
Yes, I bet it is.
No breeze, no humidity, no pollen, which is fine.
Yes.
We'll get back into some NCAA tournament conversation about 20 minutes as well. Sweet 16 starts tonight. Do want to get to that Tom Izzo stuff as well, because, you know, certain guys just kind of earn certain credibility to say certain things, and his opinion on the calendar in college sports right now is pretty good, and I love what he had to say. So we'll get to that in about 20 minutes, and then we'll get to an AMA to wrap things up at 1:40.
Okay, never mind. This is wrong. Cause I'm looking at this, you know, some video just came up on my thing. Okay, this, it looks like they're at a wedding. Now, this could be a fashion show, Andy, so, but this dude got a backless tuxedo on.
Didn't Joe Burrow do that?
Yes, but Joe, like,
oh yeah, sure,
yeah,
that's a lot of back.
That's a lot of back hanging out, you know. And I was just
when
curious.
No back is the standard. Any back is a lot of back.
Yeah, that's
a lot of back.
A lot of back for a man. Like, I love my wife.
Sure,
wearing
yeah. Well, yeah, of course. Back out for women.
Oh
is great.
Man, I see that when I see that spine.
I love it.
Yeah, yeah. See that spine and
the little spine dent,
scapulas and stuff.
Yeah, oh yeah,
yeah, man.
Somethings?
Yeah.
Vertebrae?
One of those things. But I looked at it again. I was like, oh, I don't know if that's a wedding. I think that's more of a fashion model thing.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, look, I'm in the process right now of trying to figure out what I'm going to wear to a wedding.
Yes.
And hopefully one of these days someone's going to tell me, because I'm in the wedding and I'm not getting married. I already am.
Yeah.
But when I did that, get married, with a couple months to go. Yeah. It's one of those things you want to cross off the list.
Yes.
You know?
Now, was that her reminding you?
Who?
Your wife.
Nah, I don't know. It was like, all right, we're getting married in August.
Yep.
Probably should get these suits fit and let these dudes know they live all over the country. They need to go get theirs too and all that.
Right.
I don't know. It doesn't seem hard to be on top of, but I'm a fairly organized guy, so maybe I'm different. I don't know. I texted my brother yesterday and I was like, hey, when do I need to go to Men's Warehouse and get this suit fit so I can, you know, be ready for your wedding? Yeah. No text back all day long. Yeah. I finally texted him last night. I was like, hey, man, are you dead? Like, what's going on? And he's like, I don't really check my phone anymore, which is like, what do you mean you don't check your phone anymore? Okay. And he goes, oh, yeah, I was thinking of going Saturday and seeing what kind of suit I want to get.
Yep.
I was like, oh, so you haven't even done that yet?
Yeah.
Okay. Like, well, you go ahead and just let me know.
I'm like that. Like, because it was like, my whole thing is like, we're already married. So I don't really care what I have to wear. And then it got to a point where I was like, okay.
How'd she feel about that opinion?
It was not well received. It was not well received. But then my biggest idea, ain't I shut the hell up. Shut the hell up.
Smart.
And I was like, okay, fine. I was like, well, I ain't wearing no bow tie. I don't give a damn.
That's where the line was.
That was the line that was drawn. I don't wear no damn bow ties. I don't give a damn. Well, She polled the boys.
Mm.
Yeah. My boys. The ones I grew up with. The ones that I introduced to her.
Yeah, the ones that are supposed to have your back.
Oh, no, they all want to wear bow ties.
So what? It's not their wedding.
Yeah. So, but she wanted us to wear bow ties. So I'm like, fine, whatever. I said, I'm going to get something my damn way.
Yeah,
I was like, well, to tell you what, I'm wearing a black shirt. I'm wearing all black tuxedo, black. Fine. Got that out the way. See, y'all got to wear white shirts, losers. They're not going to go against me. We supposed to be boys.
Yeah, like, exactly.
We ate red clay together. You know what I mean? And y'all fools going to dime me out.
Yeah, like, now we're voting for bow ties.
Bow ties?
And it was unanimous?
Yes.
Wow.
Because they all into that fashiny stuff too, man. They wear tight pants,
like bow ties.
Yeah, they
were
like came in like they wanted the extra snug tuxedo pants.
The European cut.
You know what I mean? No, dog. I need the Fort Valley cut. You know
what I mean? Like, what's that look like?
I like Fort Valley cut tuxedo pants.
Is that like Steve Harvey back in the day?
It ain't that big. But like, if I got to get down on that ground and do the splits, I need that thing to come up whole.
Yeah, you're not gonna tear a seam or anything like that.
Yeah.
All right.
That's what I'm talking about. I hit my dip because you know I got to hit the dip.
Of course.
Well, I got to hit the James Brown twice because I used to be able to.
Well, this is a while back, so you could do it easier.
Yeah, I used to be able to go down and then come all the way across.
Wow.
Yeah, I used to be able to do that. I used to be able to do all that.
When's the last time you did that? And did you
on
know
purpose?
Is it one of those things that you know it's the last time?
Do you remember a couple last year when I told you I fell out in the backyard and did the splits? Remember I slipped?
Oh, right, but like on purpose when you did the one side to the other.
Oh, I ain't done that since I've been in the 40s.
Right, but the last time you did it though, you knew to yourself, you know what, that's probably it.
Oh yeah,
that was it.
Yeah.
And we were because you felt it, but you had to pretend.
We had a partner's wedding, and I got to to have a lean lubed up,
of course.
And man, I hit that thing, and I couldn't flip it back up. And so when I came down, I just fell back.
Oh.
Yeah, I couldn't.
Did you try to turn it into like a spin?
No, dog.
Tuck?
No, dog. I was hurt.
Break dancing move?
Oh, no, I hurt myself.
Okay. That's usually the last one.
Yeah, I hurt myself.
Yeah, well, that was the last time I tried that.
Yeah, I hurt myself.
That's it. I like the Fort Valley cut, though. I need the Fort Valley cut.
I do Fort Valley cuts.
Yeah, so I don't think we're going to have backless tuxes, but I can't say for sure because I don't know what we're wearing. If you're listening to this, I got one brother listening who's officiating the wedding. Talk to your guy.
Your brother, Ryan is like, I was around Ryan in Vegas when Seattle played.
The Seahawks played.
He was very, very upset.
Yeah, he was furious.
And I was like.
Then they played really bad that day.
They did. And then.
Packers killed
him. And now we're talking, obviously, Mariners.
Yeah, little we mentioned him.
We mentioned the Mariners. And he's upset with you.
Yeah, he did.
But you did mention the rotation.
I said the rotation's really good.
He did, Ryan. Where were you at?
He's mad I didn't talk about the center fielder and the farm system. And here's my suggestion, because he's moving to Atlanta this summer probably.
You better change.
Just switch.
Yeah.
Who cares? Quit on the Mariners. They quit on you every year. Every single year, they quit on you. Just quit on them.
Yeah.
Move here. Root for the Braves.
Yes.
No one will think twice about it.
Nothing.
It'll be fine.
We welcome you.
We'll welcome you.
Yeah.
Come on board.
Yes, we welcome
Come
you.
Come on board. Just do the thing that all the people do that didn't grow up here and lie about it and say you watch them on TBS.
Yeah.
Just lie. Yeah. Who cares?
Yeah, come on over, Ryan.
All the Mariners have done is not even break your heart because there shouldn't be any expectation. All they've done is be awful forever. And all you did was get born in Seattle. Who cares? So now you're beholden to them forever?
Right.
Forget that.
I agree.
Join the Braves. Come on down. All right, let's get to the big story of the day. Kick off the 1 o'clock hour. Brought to you by QC Kinetics. Non-surgical treatment for joint pain.
I'm just excited about that depth. We're trying to build a lineup that we're not so reliant on one guy or the top half of the lineup or the bottom. You want to be nine deep where guys slump, guys get hurt. You still can get the job done. So when Ronald comes back, I like our lineup as much as anyone's in the NL.
I do too.
I do too.
I like the lineup today too, even though Ronald obviously is not going to be in it. The lineup is out. Profar is batting first, and then they did have Matt Olson. Sorry, they had Riley batting second?
Yes.
I don't have it in front of me anymore.
Riley batting second. Matt Olson third.
Yeah. Now the one interesting thing to me is might be so you can flip the lineup back over easier with the nine hole having Kelnick as a left-handed batter batting ninth. They got Arcia batting eighth.
Yes.
Didn't see that one coming. Because when we asked Grant yesterday, I said, who's batting ninth? And he laughed at me. He was like, I think Arcia's earned the right to be the nine hole here.
I don't understand why Matt Olson is third and Marcelo Ozuna is not.
I don't know.
I don't understand.
I don't know the thought process behind that.
Do you want to go lefty, righty, left,
maybe.
Righty?
Maybe. Yeah, lefty, righty, lefty, righty.
Okay.
Could be.
Okay.
Could be. Or, I don't know, Ozuna, I think. And I could have this wrong, but I think like the majority of damage that he's done the last couple of years has been in the cleanup spot.
All right.
But last year they moved him around.
They were everywhere.
Because they were like, look, we got to bat him second because nobody else is doing anything.
Yeah. All right. Well, hey, it's new year, new me. Or is that how the phrase goes?
Yeah, new but year, like, new, what do you mean? You're going to change?
New year, new me. No.
Why?
Talking about the Braves.
Oh.
New year, new me. New year, new me, Greg. Oh, I mean, Greg Olson, damn it. I've gotten everybody's name wrong. Matt Olson. I think new year, new me, Austin Riley. I think the health part about it, stay healthy and get, because as long as they're healthy, they're going to do their thing. Now, we had some issues with Matt Olson because he was healthy for the most part last year.
Mm-hmm.
But they found the hole. And every time I talk about the hole in the swing, I always remember the movie Mr. Baseball with Tom Selleck. You have a hole in your swing. And they found it, and they kept finding it.
Yeah.
What was it, Shuto?
This dude
he could hit the shooto.
Yeah, right.
he could hit the shooto.
This dude for like 100 games last year, Matt Olson, like, and everything was crumbling around him, so we maybe didn't focus quite as much on it.
Shooto.
Like, if he just batted like that and everything else was good, it might have been some focus on it.
Mm-hmm.
But it was shocking how bad he was.
Shooto.
We're just going through some things right now.
But then he got better.
You're going through snit? It's opening day in San Diego.
Well, that was probably last year.
I know.
I would guess.
I know.
I would guess probably.
No, man. The slate is clean. I was about to say everybody's 0-0, but that's not true.
the Dodgers are so much better than everybody. Yeah, they're already 2-0.
The Dodgers are 2-0. But I think.
What are some other things? Like, obviously, all the Braves stuff we've talked about, and kind of everybody knows what it is, I think, at this point, which is great. Like, they're going to be good. What about the division in general?
Well, I think
the
Phillies.
100%.
I mean, come on now. The Phillies are definitely a team that I think can win the World Series.
Yeah. As much as I wouldn't be surprised if the Dodgers or Braves come out of the National League, I wouldn't be surprised if the Phillies do either.
We talk about the Mets because of Juan Soto going with Pete Alonso, guys like that. Like, they're so – you want to talk about top heavy?
Yeah.
They are so
– the rotation's not very good.
And the rotation is not good.
I think the Mets kind of might – not be good this year.
I just think they're in one of those things where their bats got to carry them.
Mm-hmm.
They got to carry them and everything. The Nationals, they cute.
Nah, they're bad.
Yeah, they're
they got some fun players.
Yeah,
though.
they're cute.
They've worked themselves into the. They're a fun little ball club.
They're a fun little ball club.
Okay.
Dylan Cruz
and mostly just
team.
CJ Abrams is really fun to watch play shortstop.
Fun little ball club.
And then the Marlins are terrible, but Alcantara's back.
Yeah, and that's the thing about it.
And basically, it's just like, where's he going to get traded to this summer?
Because he's getting traded out of there. He's getting traded. So I think
that's my Sean Murphy plan.
So I just think
trade him to them and get Alcantara.
I just think when you look at it from that standpoint, I mean, it's going to be the Phillies. The Phillies and Braves, I think, are going to be battling for the NL East all year long. And the Mets, they'll make a nice run. Mets fans will get all damn excited, and then they'll pee down their leg.
What would be more fun? Because it was really fun a couple years ago when they got hot and then blew it at the end.
Yeah, I love it.
Or is it just more fun for them to suck the whole time?
No, I need heartbreak.
Yeah, heartbreak.
Yeah, I need heartbreak.
Heartbreak's better.
Heartbreak in orange and blue is so
It really is one of the best heartbreak colors.
One of the greatest.
Knicks, too. Mets.
Knicks, Mets,
old
Gators.
Old school Broncos, Gators. Yeah.
Any of that.
I'm interested to see Soto. Like, I really like Juan Soto,
so
it sucks that he plays for those guys. But I'm also interested to see what $765 million Juan Soto looks like. Because some people, $765 million, all right, we're good.
Hey, man, this dude rolls out of bed excellent.
Yeah.
That's how good this dude is, man.
Well, he rolled out of bed last year.
Swing for the fences with the Fence Authority. They've been providing the Delaware Valley with fences for almost 3 decades. With 4 stores throughout the region and one of the largest inventories of wood, vinyl, and aluminum fencing, the Fence Authority makes your next fence as easy as 1, 2, 3. Do it yourself or get it installed with the best workmanship warranties in the country. So swing for the fences at the Fence Authority. Your new fence is waiting at fenceauthority.com.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Contract year.
Yes.
Now he rolls out a $765 million bed.
I know.
You know what I mean?
Dude, he's been good.
All those guys that went to live, they can't play golf anymore. Like, you just start getting money like that. I think I'm just trying to But I like Juan Soto, just as long as he's not playing the Braves. And a manifest suckiness. We'll come back and talk some NCAA tournament. Sweet 16 starts tonight. Let you hear what Tom Izzo had to say about the transfer portal. Pretty good action. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the risk takers, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the boldest voices in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about breaking barriers, defying expectations, and rewriting the rules. No limits, no apologies, just real talk. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.